Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Look. Remember the story about a fellow named Diogenes who went around with a lamp looking for an honest man? Well, right now, I'm looking for a fellow or girl who wants to have some real fun, but I'm doing my looking with a microphone. Now, here's the idea. Printed on the back of each Wheaties package now on sale is a set of three large champ stamps. They carry pictures of some of the greatest champions of all time, big colored drawings of your favorite outfits. But that isn't all. No, sir. Right alongside every Wheaties champ stamp are printed a number of interesting and unusual facts about these great champions. Little known facts that you'll be proud to know and tell your friends. For instance, did you know that Joe DiMaggio once had his mind made up to be a fisherman instead of a ball player? Did you know that Bernie Bierman, football coach of the great Minnesota Gophers, has coached his team into 5 Big Ten championships? And did you know that Jimmy Fox started his major league career as a catcher and is now a first baseman? Well, those are just a few of the interesting facts you'll find on your Wheaties champ stamps. Remember, there are 13 sets of these stamps. That makes 39 champ stamps in all. And believe me, when you got them all bound together, you'll have a mighty fine collection of stamps. So if you haven't started your Wheaties champ stamp album already, I suggest you get busy right away. Ask Mother to get you a couple of packages of those extra satisfying Wheaties the very next time she buys groceries. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. While Uncle Jim arranges for the safekeeping of the precious uranium with the Army authorities at Pettit Barracks, Jack and Billy and Betty are on their way to the native market in the nearby town of Zamboanga in Mindanao. They're looking for a native who was seen wearing a wristwatch which they think may have belonged to the missing Professor Loring, who is held captive by some Moro tribe in the interior of Mindanao. They're walking toward the busy marketplace down a street lined with coconut palms, and the inhabitants of the town, Moros, Manobos, and Visayans, watch them with suspicious curiosity. Listen.
Say, Jack, do you think Lieutenant Rawlings was right? Do you think he really saw Professor Loring's wristwatch?
Well, that's what we've got to find out, Billy. Professor Loring's watch was just like Uncle Jim's. And Lieutenant Rawlings was certain that the watch he saw on the wrist of that native was identical with Uncle Jim's.
But how on earth could he have gotten it, Jack? We're so far away from the central part of Mindanao, and that's where we think Professor Loring is being held prisoner.
I can't imagine how he got that watch, Betty, if it really is Professor Loring's watch. But if we can discover where he got it, it'll certainly help in finding out just what tribe of Moros is holding Professor Loring.
But, Jack, how are we going to find out anything? We can't talk any of the native dialects, and I'll bet this native can't talk a word of English.
Well, we'll find out somehow, Billy. The first thing to do is to see if it's the same watch.
Oh, that'll be easy, Jack. If it is his watch, Uncle Jim said it would have his initials on the back of it.
Maybe it won't be so easy to find out, Betty. The native has it on his wrist. We've got to persuade him to take it off so that we can look at the back of it. And if he doesn't understand us, how are we going to get him to take it off?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that, Billy. If we aren't careful, he'll think we're trying to steal it from him.
Well, that'd be too funny. He'll call for the police, or whatever they use for police here, and Uncle Jim will have to come and bail us out of jail.
Yeah, that'd be a good joke on us, Betty. Say, that must be the marketplace ahead. See that long, low shed with the thatched roof?
Oh, it sure looks like a marketplace, Jack. Look at all the natives gathered around
it. It's divided into stalls, too. We've got to find a stall where spices are sold. Lieutenant Rawlings said that the man would be in the spice store. Oh, I believe I can smell the spices from here.
I can smell almost everything from here, Betty, especially fish. I'll bet every other stall is a fish stall.
Do you see any policemen around, Billy?
I believe you're really afraid that we're going to end up in jail, Betty. I wouldn't know how a policeman is dressed here in Zamboanga. What would a policeman look like here, Jack?
Search me, Billy. The natives are dressed in so many ways it would be hard to tell. There's some Moros with their pantaloons and colored turbans on their heads.
And some of the natives wear camisas, just like they do around Manila.
I'll bet they are the Visayans. The Visayans are the most civilized of the lot, Betty.
And some of the men look as though they just come down from the hills, all ready to go to battle. They're a fierce-looking lot.
I guess we must look pretty funny to them. See how they watch us? And they're talking about it, too. They don't look as friendly as they did in Luzon.
I hope we don't have any trouble with this chap we're after. If we get into a fracas, we wouldn't have very many of the natives on our side. Well, here's one end of the market. Let's walk through it.
Oh, look at all our stalls here. They must sell everything from soup to fish.
Jack, here's a stall that sells all sorts of silk cloth. Oh, they're marvelous. Can't we stop here just for a second?
Oh, jumpin' Jiminy, Betty. Here we are looking for an awfully important clue to help find Professor Loring, and you want to stop and look at silks instead.
Tell me for a minute, Billy. We can ask the man where to find the stall that sells spices.
Oh, and of course he'd be able to speak English, Betty. He'd know just what we're talking about.
We'll stop by at the stall later, Betty. I think the best thing to do is just walk around the market until we see the spice stall.
All right, Jack. Oh, my. Don't tell me what the next stall is. I can smell it. It's fish.
You can't miss that. A cat'd have a grand time here.
Oh, look at this next stall, Jack. Why, it's full of boat models. Boy, oh, boy. They're models of the Sailing Venus of the Moros. Say, we've just got to look at those.
Jumpin' Jiminy, Billy. Here we are looking for...
All right, Betty. You've got me there.
I guess none of us wants to stop at the next stall and buy coconuts.
Hey, what's that I smell? Boy. Say, does that smell good?
That must be the spices, Billy. Yep, there it is. There's the spice stall right ahead of us. And nobody's in it except the man who runs it.
Then he must be the man, Jack. He must be the man with the wristwatch.
Well, it won't take long to find out. Yep, he's got a watch on his wrist. A gold one, too.
And it's the same shape as Uncle Jim's, Jack.
Let's see if it has a stop second hand in it, Billy. We'll have to go close to him and talk to him.
Oh, I hope he speaks English. I don't want him to misunderstand what we want.
Hello there. Do you speak English?
Spice, very good. You buy, huh?
Hurrah, he does speak English.
Oh, I'm so glad. Now Uncle Jim won't have to bail us out of jail.
Spice, very good. You buy, huh?
Oh, your spices certainly smell good. But what I want to know is this.
Spice, very good. You buy, huh?
Gee, Manetti, is that all he can say?
Can you talk English? Can you understand what I'm saying to you?
Spice, very good. You buy, huh?
Jack, he doesn't speak English after all. He just knows that one thing, and he says it over and over again like a parrot.
Spice, very good. You buy, huh?
Well, I give up. What are we going to do next, Jack?
Well, we've got to do something, Billy. We've got to look at the back of that wristwatch and see if it has Professor Loring's initials on it.
Well, let me try, Jack. Maybe I can make him understand. Me see wristwatch, huh?
Oh, that won't help any, Billy. Here, I've got an idea. I'll take off my wristwatch and show him the bank, and then I'll point to his watch. Maybe you'll get the idea. There, it's off. Now I'll try the sign language.
Oh, he's taking the watch away from me.
Hey, there, you'll give us back that watch. We're not making you a present of it.
Wait a minute, Billy. He's examining it. Maybe he'll offer us his watch to examine.
Jack, he's putting it in his pocket.
But Jack, he's filling a bag full of spices.
Oh, he thinks I'm offering him the watch in exchange for some spices, Billy.
But how are you going to tell him, Jack? He's got your watch and he's holding out that bag of spices for you.
Well, Jack, we've got to get your watch back.
I bet he understands the word no. No. No.
Ah. Oh, look at him, Jack. He's putting more spices in the bag. He thinks you want more.
Well, I've had enough of this, Jack. I'm going to put my hand in his pocket and get your watch back. Here goes. Gosh, let go of me.
Turn Billy's arm loose, you. Let Billy, I'll make him let you go.
Go!
Turn my friend loose,
no,
will
you?
I'll get this arm, Billy.
Hold it, Jack.
Say, can he kick?
There.
All right, I've got his other arm now. Billy, break away from it.
No, Billy. But I'm going to
shut up. He's still calling for help, Jack. And look at the crowd coming. Everybody's running over here. Oh, look at him.
Get on my watch, Billy. No, Jack, I didn't, but I will. Not on your life, Billy. Not now. We don't want to be attacked by this monster.
There's a soldier running this way.
See his belt and pistol?
Evidence! There we are.
He's an MP, all right, Jack. And he can speak the dialect, too. Look at that crowd stopping their tracks. Say, that fella has some authority.
That's a break for us, Billy. This crowd doesn't like us.
All right, now then, buddy.
What's all that trouble about? This man has my wristwatch, soldier. He won't give it back to me.
I wish I knew what he's saying, Jack. I bet he's telling an awful story.
He says you sold him the watch for some spices. Is that right?
Of course it's not right. I was showing it to him, and he suddenly took it from me and tried to give me some spices.
We don't want his old spices.
And he wouldn't give it back, so Jack and Billy tried to take it back.
You three are with Captain Fairfield, aren't you? You came here in that white schooner, came through the typhoon.
That's right. And I wasn't selling my watch. He misunderstood me.
Why were you showing it to him, buddy?
I wanted to look at the back of his watch. He didn't understand, so I tried to make him understand with my watch.
Say, what's this all about, anyway? Why did you want to see the back of his watch?
We think it was stolen from a friend of ours who was captured by the Moros. If it was stolen from him, it has the initials WL on the back of it. It may help us to find him.
Sounds mighty queer to me. But if you're with Captain Fairfield, you must be all right. I'll get your watch back first. Ral Amarang Tom. Sarang. Ralai Tanangpa. Sarang.
Bongo, so bongo, yara.
There. He's getting the watch out of his pocket. There. Is that it?
You bet that's it.
I take it. I'll tell him to take off his watch and show it to you. Sarang, dagana talang. Erabulonga hankapula.
No, abulonga. Call it up for you.
Gee, Willikins, I wish we could understand what they're saying.
You can tell by just looking at him, Billy. He doesn't want to show us the watch.
You're right, miss. He says it's his watch. He says he won't show it to white people.
But we've got to see it. It's terribly important. If it was stolen from Professor Loring, and if we can find out where he got it, it'll help us to find him.
I'll make him show it to you, Billy. If you think it's stolen property, we'll find right out right here now. And move back a little. I'm going to take it off his wrist.
Oh, Jack,
there he goes. He's running away. He's running out of the market.
Come on, Billy, after him. We've got to see that watch. He's heading for the waterfront, Jack.
I'm right behind you. Don't let him get away.
Hey, you get out of the way. You too. Keep on, Billy. Don't let these natives block out. They're all trying to slow us up.
They're trying to let that fella get away.
Now, this is better here outside the market. Where is he? There he is, still running for the waterfront. Come on, Billy.
We're gaining on him. Look, there's another MP coming up over the waterfront. He's going to hit him off.
What's that native, Billy? He turned into this alley here between these shacks. Here we are.
Okay. Oh, there he is. It's a blind alley. He's trying to climb the fence, Jack.
We've got to get him, Billy. Come on. One last sprint before he gets over.
Hurry, Jack. I'll catch up with you. Grab him. Grab his leg before he gets over.
I've got him, Billy. I'm pulling him down.
There. I've got another leg, Jack. Pull him down.
He's down, Billy. Wait, watch him. He's trying to get a knife out of his back. I've got an arm.
I've got the other arm. Here comes the MP, the same one.
Now we've got him.
Yeah, you can let him go. I'll handle him if he gets tough. Yeah, there's something funny about that watch. He'll let you see it now. I'm going to Shalong. There. He's taking it off. Here. Take a look at it.
That's the one, Billy. See the initials? W.L. William Loring. But where did he get it? Ask him where he got it.
I'll find out. Agapula. Takalanga. Agarai Batun.
No pogonga sabula. Ratanga mukamola. Angabatang mulita.
He says he got it from an old Moro peddler at Melita.
A Moro peddler at Melita? Say, Billy. That's the same village where Lieutenant Rawlings went to.
Well, jump a Jiminy, Jack, you're right. Rawlings thought that was the village where somebody was stirring up all this unrest among the tribes.
That's straight, buddy. Well, I'm going to take this man up to the commanding officer for investigation. Maybe he knows something about this trouble up in the hills.
Come on, Billy. We've got to tell Uncle Jim. And I'll bet a million we're going up into the hills to Melita to find that old Moro peddler. He knows something about what happened to Professor Loring. Come on.
Things are beginning to happen in a big way. There's some mighty good reason why that native spice seller didn't want Jack to see the initials on that watch. When they find that old Moro peddler in Melita... But wait a minute. Don't forget that that's the village where Lieutenant Rawling suspects. Maybe Jack and Billy and the others are going to get into more than they bargained for. You'll certainly want to get in on it, too, so listen in, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong... The All-American Boy. Now, here's a swell piece of advice in just 53 words. Right now, before you do another thing, ask Mother to get you a couple of packages of Wheaties. Then remind her to serve you those extra good whole wheat flakes every morning with milk or cream and your favorite fruit. That's a real breakfast of champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the